Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
All right, I honestly have not been paying too much attention to this Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing, this court case that's going on. I'll tell you this, scalpers are making some money on tickets for this thing somehow. According to a New York Daily News story, fans have been forking over thousands of dollars to get a seat in the courtroom. The courtroom is in Virginia. Has something to do with the Washington Post and allegations that were made, or a story that was made in the Washington Post. That's why this trial is in Virginia. So anyways, court officials have limited numbers of wristbands to hand out each day, 100 for the main courtroom and an additional 100 to 150 for the overflow room. TMZ reported that people have engaged in screaming matches if others cut them in line, and there's even a black market for wristbands where people are offering cash to buy a front row seat. Since the beginning of the trial, fans have camped out and lined up outside that courthouse.
Because if you can get a great picture of Amber Heard faking some tears, you could probably make a really popular meme.
When the trial first began, fans would begin a single file line as, well, you can't even if you go in there, you can't. They don't let you bring your phone into the courtroom, do they? I wouldn't think.
I don't know.
I wouldn't think they do. When the trial first began, fans would begin a single file line as early as 1 a.m. to secure a prime spot. Some even spent thousands of dollars in airfare and other expenses traveling from around the country and the world. They cite this 59-year-old woman who was a fan of Johnny Depp's. She said she used a year's worth of paid vacation time to come from L.A. to the trial in Virginia to support Johnny Depp, spending upwards of $30,000 on expenses as of last week. Quote, I took my whole year's vacation so I could be here for Johnny. I'm the same age as Johnny. I'm single, so I do what I want to do. She says she has no regrets. She said she would regret it more if she wasn't there. And on it goes. I'm not following the thing.
I see memes of her crying.
I hear bits and pieces here and there, and it seems like these two were meant for each other.
Well, a little bit.
You know, they were perfect for each other. Yellowstone Season 5 will premiere in November, on November 13th. That will be the first date. And what they're going to do is they're doing 14 episodes, and like everybody else, it seems, they're going to split it into two parts. So
that's... And what do we... Better Call Saul's that we got one more before the break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they're doing another Yellowstone prequel, and Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren will be in it. This is 1932. This one is called Yellowstone 1932.
Oh, that's the follow-up to 1883.
Okay, this is going to debut in December on the Paramount Plus. And it's all about the Dutton family of Yellowstone. So 1932. So these would be,
Tim
parents.
McGraw's kids.
Well, I didn't see that one.
Oh, okay. You didn't see 1883.
But this would then be that. This would be John Dutton's Harrison Ford, 1932. This might be John Dutton's like grandfather then. Okay. I'm thinking something like that, or his dad or grandfather. They're going to explore the early 20th century when pandemics, historic drought, the end of Prohibition, and the Great Depression all took its hold on the Dutton family and Yellowstone. It impacted all that. Okay, and then Woody Harrelson is opening his own cannabis dispensary in West Hollywood. He's going to open
that
the doors.
Seems fitting.
He did open the doors. He opened the doors on Friday.
What was that song he did, Wild and Free?
That's what I thought. Was that Ziggy Marley?
Yeah, it was Ziggy Marley. Wild and Free, I think it was called.
And they were...
I see cannabis fields forever or something. I remember some of the words.
I see hemp fields forever growing wild and free. I see marijuana trees blowing in the breeze. I see
So the Woodman says, hopefully we can make the West Hollywood citizens a little bit higher. It's the greatest day that I've had in a long time. And ZZ Top?
Yeah, Dusty Hill would have celebrated a birthday today, turning 73.
We'll play a little bit of them here. Brad and John, KISN.